Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Monday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That number again, 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those. Then again, freetalklive.com. As we go to Aaron in New York on the amplifier line to start things out. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, well, I'm a graduate student here in New York. I'm actually looking forward to graduation so I can move to New Hampshire as part of the first 1,000.
Excellent.
Hooray.
Thank you. So I've been on the college team for quite a while now, and I'm not absolving parents from a lot of this responsibility for educating their children about alcohol and drug use, but I can tell you can definitely blame the war on drugs for a lot of these rapes that occur on college campuses.
Really? Why the war on drugs? Because last hour we were taught, this was the issue we were covering last hour, and that is that the number one date rape drug is alcohol, and it would seem that the war on drugs doesn't really fit into the alcohol paradigm. I mean, there's no war on alcohol right now.
But there's no pot.
Well, I wouldn't say there's a specific war on alcohol, but there is that war on marijuana. So, I mean, in general, if these girls, you know, want to go out, have a few laughs with their friends, and blow off some steam, they would be so much better off just smoking a few joints rather than getting completely drunk and losing control.
So,
I mean,
wait,
I don't really like marijuana or condone its use, but alcohol is so much more dangerous.
So you're suggesting maybe that if there was no war on, if there were no war on drugs, then marijuana would be more, I guess, overtly used, more accepted. Perhaps it would be more of a competitor to alcohol because, I mean, alcohol is huge in the United States. But that, I guess, would be, you'd then be arguing that more people would smoke marijuana than they do today if there was no war on drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're not going to stop, you know, alcohol and drug use from happening on college campuses. I mean, if it's going to happen, you know, let's have it happen as safely as possible with substances that don't leave these girls completely out of control and helpless.
You know, I hadn't really thought of it.
I've seen it many times.
I hadn't really thought of it from this angle, but you must be right. I mean, there's a certain amount of girls who did get drunk, who got raped, who had gotten drunk, who would not have gotten drunk if marijuana were legal, and would have gotten stoned instead, and in all likelihood, in that case, not been raped because it's just not the same.
I think it's a small
effect.
Number. I think it's a small number of girls though, and I think a lot of girls drink because it reduces their inhibitions. Like a lot of people in general, so girls are included, drink because it lowers their inhibitions, and we're sort of brought up with all of these societal inhibitions and standards and everything, and that's one of the reasons why drinking is so popular in the United States, because it gives them a reason to act a little differently, to act a little more crazy.
Well, in my opinion, if we can just save one girl from getting raped, we should legalize
pot.
Politicians would say the same thing in the other direction.
Yeah.
Secondly, how many guys out there that would have done these crimes would have smoked pot instead and then been not so likely to have committed the crime?
Yeah, they'd be staring at the ceiling fan instead.
Secondly, and another point is, along with the war on drugs goes the war on prostitution. A lot of these guys, or at least this is my thought process, and I may be wrong. They say rape is a crime of control, but it would seem like a date rape is more a crime of I want to have sex. And
I am so horny right now, I can't stand
it. To some extent, that has to go in
that
scenario.
Age, yeah.
It seems like it. And if they could just get a hooker for $100, $150, $200, I don't know what it is.
Sure.
Well, Mark, just think about how much more work you get done at your age now, because when you were that age, I mean, you thought about sex like every moment. Everything you did was for sex. Now, you only think about sex about every 10 minutes.
Yeah. I also cared a great deal about drugs and partying, too, so, I mean, not so much now.
It's funny having you here on the night you're here, Wayne, because whenever Wayne's in the studio, like Wayne and Mark sort of play off one another, and like the man testosterone content in the room it multiplies, because I'm not one of those guys that thinks about sex every 10 minutes, and you guys definitely are, and so it's interesting to see the dynamic that goes on.
If we were cavemen, we'd be in charge of the little troop or whatever they call a group of cavemen. What do they call that?
I have no idea.
And you're not too hairy, man.
Bunga bunga.
Aaron, any other thoughts for us?
Something kind of interesting happened here on campus, too. The whole campus is crawling with state police. I guess our college is hosting some kind of a state police training. So we have these cadets, you know, out goose-stepping all over campus and marching in cadence and going to these training classes. And I was thinking about, you know, maybe trying to do a little outreach with them, make sure that there were some leaf flyers around or something like that. But I'm wondering if you guys have any other suggestions for maybe getting through to these cops, you know, these kind of beginning stages of their careers, maybe.
I think doing outreach is always good when it comes to the police. I always, if I'm doing outreach and I see police, I always make a special effort to try to get them involved because they're sometimes reticent, especially if there are some superiors nearby. They won't come and talk to you in that particular case, but otherwise they will. And you can get them to take the world's smallest political quiz at the Advocates for Self-Government. That's a great way to sort of get the ball rolling. And I absolutely agree with having law enforcement against prohibition literature handy. I think that's a great idea. Let us know how it goes, Aaron.
Great, I will. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. You know, Mark, I think you're really on to something. I'm glad you brought up that point about the war on prostitution. I think that would go a long way towards not only just reducing college rapes, but just reducing rapes across the board.
I would think to some extent, you know, rape is tough. I don't understand it. I don't want to have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with me, period.
There are girls that, there are not a lot of them, but I know there are some. We've got one of them on our shrine, actually. I won't reveal which one's which. But there's one of our Shriners that's, like, really into being kind of beat up. And she has rape fantasies, essentially. Like, a girl like that could very easily go into business for herself if prostitution was legal and essentially be the rapeable prostitute.
Sell rape as role-playing?
Yeah.
Man, I would do that in my own area with cameras just to make sure that things didn't go out of control if I were her, but...
Well, sure. I mean, well, in the prostitution business, I mean, out in Nevada, for instance, there are brothels with security working there. I'm telling you, if there's security working at the brothel where there's, you know, she'd probably work at a brothel as the rapeable girl or, you know, one of two, and there'd be maybe 25 girls working there. So the guys that were into that sort of thing, and there are guys into that sort of thing, would be able to choose them, and there'd be...
And they're in prison, most of them, right now.
I'd hate to see my son's credit card bill.
There would be some sort of a safe word. That's what happens with the people that are into the, you know, the rough sex. They have a safe word that if that safe word is used, then that means to stop doing whatever they're doing. And if they didn't stop, you can bet that the bouncers would be in that room within a matter of seconds and protecting that girl. So I don't really think that'd be an issue at all.
They'd knock somebody's teeth out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great idea as far as reducing the number of rapes. I don't know if I don't think it would totally reduce rapes. I mean, I don't think it would eliminate them.
No.
Because you're still going to have those guys.
You're not going to eliminate crime, period. But if you get rid of vice and
go a long way.
You know, let people interact on a consensual basis, you're going to see a lot of these violent crimes reduced. This is how the market reacts, is people are stifled and upset, and they don't have any way to, relieve these outlets.
The college guys that are into, like this article was talking about, targeting the first year freshmen, whatever. The college guys that are interested in having sex with the college girls on their campuses, they'd be satisfied too, because a number of the college girls would probably work as prostitutes, because a lot of them work as strippers to work their way through college. Well, they could work as prostitutes.
Or at least the strippers say they're in college.
I'm sure a lot of the young college guys...
I've known them. They do that.
I'm sure a lot of the young college guys would prefer somebody who's a little more experienced.
Maybe so. Although I think domination is probably another factor to it as well. So it all depends. But nonetheless, it go a long way towards making a difference there. Hey, Wayne, let's go completely in a different direction here and talk about, well, I guess it's related to prostitution, money.
Money, that's right.
The dollar losing its value, imminent collapse, perhaps.
There have been a lot of rumblings in the last year or two about the dollar collapsing.
Well, people have been kind of scared about this for a long time, though. Why is it different now than it was in the past?
Well, you're hearing a lot more about it through the financial newsletters. Economists are talking about it. And now, this week, in an unusual move, the Bush administration is actually sending his economic A team to China to talk with the Chinese, because the Chinese are rumored to be dumping dollars. And that's,
whoa.
And that could
the
be
S is hitting the fan.
What
is
that? Wait, what does that mean? They're going to dump dollars, like in the ocean?
Well, no. What they're doing is that the Chinese have about $1 trillion in right now in dollar assets, bonds, currency, etc., that they've accumulated from our trade imbalance.
Okay.
And what's happening is that they're realizing that they're losing value, and it's not a good investment for them to be sitting on all these dollar assets. So they're starting to sell them off covertly so that they don't crash the market. But it's other countries are getting the same idea.
But who's buying? If they're selling, somebody must be buying.
But they're buying lower.
They're buying other currencies.
They're selling at a fraction of their value, is what you're saying.
Well,
yes. Let's come back and talk about it more on the way here. 800-259-9231. I need to have my hand held through this monitor stuff. Okay. More's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy them. And that does include the Free Talk Live wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com, over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Get registered and learn more at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org
Facebook.com/Liberty Forum. I don't know if I think I can break this news. This might be an exclusive, but our friend Jim Babka is going to be a speaker at the forum. That's one of the newest announcements. I don't know if they've even announced it officially yet, but that's been going on sort of behind the scenes, which I'm very pleased with.
Me too.
Because Jim's a great guy, and I'm actually looking forward to meeting him. You're the first time I've ever met him. So, Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org. Wayne, our local sort of monetary expert here on the show, talking about the dollar, is positioning itself for a fall. What's happening? Why is it happening? And what's coming soon?
Well, right now the Bush administration is trying to get China's cooperation in an orderly decline for the dollar. They know the dollar is declining. They know a lot of the central banks and nations around the world that trade oil and so on are losing confidence in the dollar because we're simply printing up too many of them and creating too many of them. And the level of debt that we're amassing now is unprecedented in Earth's history. And it's only a matter of time before this all blows up in our face.
So it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Yes.
I would agree that to that. I'm not quite so, you know, Mike. I read a lot of the doomsday scenario financial stuff, and it seems like they've been wrong in the past. But I would have to say, you got to pay the piper at some point.
How are we going to know when it happened?
I don't know. Did they know when the crash in 29 was going to happen?
Some people had a feeling.
Some people did.
Some people got out early, and if you look at the people who really, really make the big, big money in this world, the Warren Buffetts and this George Soros, Warren Buffett's been saying this for a while now. He's got a massive bet against the dollar right now. He's been a little bit early, but I think he's correct in the long run. I think that we're going to see a problem. And if you look at, I'm trying to connect the dots here a little bit, and I'm a connect the dots kind of person, but when you consider that we've got this security and prosperity partnership thing going on and being negotiated behind our backs and behind the backs of Congress, proposing this new Amero currency. Now, why would they do that?
So the dollar's getting weak.
The dollar's getting weak and is in danger of collapse, and they know it. So they've got to have a solution to hand out for people to save them.
Something to distract them away from the dollar when, of course, the Amero, if it does come about, is just going to be another fiat currency, right?
Correct.
But is it somehow going to start stronger just because there's hype around it? I mean, what's going to make the Amero more viable than the dollar? Just because it's new and exciting?
It's just going to be hype. Essentially, all it's going to do is eliminate the three different currencies, probably in Canada, Mexico, and America. Probably some Bahamian places, too, would get in on the gig. I mean, you know, what's the difference? Nothing. It's new. It's exciting. You know, when they have Benjamin Franklin, they redo the $100 bill. It's a big deal. People like that.
And they'll take a few zeros off, too.
Yeah.
Take a few zeros off?
Well, you'll be able to change, $10 for one Amero, maybe. There'll be some way they'll
Ameros will be more
people.
Valuable.
Yes.
Because that's what I was going to ask.
The number.
Right. That's what I was going to ask is how do they manage to actually transition over? They just, now it's making sense to me, is they just introduce it in at a higher value, essentially because the dollar has been losing so much of its value and people change it out. That's what you're saying would go on?
Yes, because...
it's not really a higher value, it's just the printed numbers on the
currency. There is no value, there's no value to any of it.
There'll be an exchange rate. You'll be able to change your old dollars in for these new magic Ameros that will solve all of our problems.
Right.
Will they also, I wonder how it went with the, I don't know if you know how it went with the euro, but when the transitory period, for instance, when you go do your shopping, is there going to be some sort of a deadline law passed that says all merchants in the United States must convert their prices to the Amero system by this particular date? How do you get that sort of compliance out of people?
I would expect there'll be a transition just like in the EU.
I think
what I want to know is how did it work in the EU? How did they...
There was a transitional period.
Yeah, so there's two different prices on the shelf at that time?
No, I would think with Wayne, in this particular instance, what he's pointed out here is obviously what's going to happen is that the Amero will be linked to the dollar, not to the Canadian dollar, not to the Mexican peso, or whatever the heck it is. It would be... Because the dollar, obviously there's more people, the dollar's more powerful, all that other stuff. It would be linked to that. And then I think Wayne's absolutely right. They'll pull a zero off. So one Amero will be worth $10, and essentially you just move the decimal place, and everybody would know that. That would just be understood.
Uh-huh.
And, that would be exactly the way it would work. So it'd be
and then everybody starts feeling good because milk is 0.35 Ameros instead of... $3 or whatever?
Don't you believe that would be the case?
It seems like it would work on people.
Yeah, I think it absolutely would work.
Well, there's also the question of all the debts that we've amassed, both personally and the government for us.
Then the debt goes down by a fraction of 10.
Well, we may, who knows, we may default on them. I think
because
we've got
no more dollars.
I think we've got more debt than we could ever pay back.
That much is true.
The America does, but I mean, you know, as long as they continue to pay the interest on it, no one cares.
But the interest will eat you alive. You know the law of compound interest. You can make it work for you or against you.
Yeah, and we are making it work against us.
We're the largest debtor nation in the world now.
Yeah.
I just want to know, what do you want to look out for? I mean, what are the telltale signs? Besides the fact that they're pushing the Amero, what are going to be some of the indicators, the tells, if you will, that we're going towards this imminent collapse?
Well, you'll watch the precious metals markets spike up quickly, all but suddenly. That's usually a telltale sign. It's happening.
Okay, so that's in response, right? That's what you can see. So that way you know something's been happening, basically, is when the precious metals goes up.
That's a flag.
Right, but that's after the fact. Is there anything going to be in coming in front of it?
No, that actually will happen before it, too.
Really?
Which is happening, yes. The markets sometimes can foreshadow what's going to happen. Now, they haven't spiked up over 850 yet again, but they're going up. They're on an upward trend for a reason.
Silver's been coming up, that's for sure.
The reason that people are ran away from bank stock in 29 is because they, they were having trouble. So first a few people ran, and then a few more, and then when the whole crowd ran away,
that's when the crash
occurred.
So you got to get out early, or else
the people that ran early were fine.
And think about all the.
Oh, Wayne, we got a problem with your mic. Hang on, we'll come back to you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's take Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Wayne.
Hey guys, how's it going this evening?
Going great. What's on your mind?
Hey, just a quick comment on Saturday's show. Great show, by the way, Saturday.
I liked it.
The gentleman called in about the knife amnesty in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to throw a challenge out to all your listeners in the UK and say, you know, grab a knife from your kitchen and go down to your local chicken slaughterhouse or cow slaughterhouse and stab a cow a couple times, get a bunch of blood on it, and then go turn the knife in. Just see what they do.
That'd be a great way to mess with their heads.
Because it's supposed to be no questions asked, right? So
yeah.
Little blood on it, you can't ask me any questions about it.
Unfortunately, it's too late for anybody to actually try that. The knife amnesty period is over in the United Kingdom. But that's an excellent idea. I'm sure that we're going to have it coming soon in America. I mean, it worked in the United Kingdom. I mean, when I say worked, meaning that they foisted it on people and people actually went and turned in their knives. I think it's probably just going to be a matter of maybe years before you see it in maybe Los Angeles or New York City or something like that, in which case someone should take you up on that idea, which is excellent. Well done, Eric. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Speaking of knives, we'll talk about the gun in the room coming up. 800-259-9231. Try to fix Wayne's mic and all this other good stuff. You can take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we've got there, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Two streams should fit virtually any internet connection at freetalklive.com. Enjoy them, because they're free.
Is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
I want to go to one of the probably the best thinkers in the libertarian or pro-liberty movement, Stéphane Molyneux, and what I think is probably his one of his pinnacle articles that he has ever written.
His opus.
At lewrockwell.com. It's called The Gun in the Room, and I think what he does here is he really does a great job of boiling down the issues to the ultimate point, and that is The Gun in the Room. One of the most difficult and essential challenges faced by libertarians is the constant need to point out the gun in the room. In political debates, it can be very hard to cut through the endless, windy abstractions that are used to cover up the basic fact that government uses guns to force people to do what they don't want to do, or to prevent them from doing what they do want to do. Listening to non-libertarians, I often wish I had a euphemism umbrella to ward off the continual oily drizzle of words and phrases designed to obscure the simple reality of state violence. We hear nonstop nonsense about the social good, the redistribution of income, the education of children, and so on. Endless attempts to bury the naked barrel of the state in a mountain of syrupy metaphors. And indeed, I think most of these metaphors are very effective on people. I think that people, for the most part, don't realize until you can make it very explicit to them that there's force involved in this thing called government.
Oh, yeah, they don't even look at it. They're, it's completely hidden from them.
The children.
Yeah.
Social justice.
It's a wearying but essential task to keep reminding people that the state is nothing but an agency of violence. When someone talks about the welfare state helping the poor, we must point out the gun in the room. When someone opposes the decriminalization of marijuana, we must point out the gun in the room. When someone supports the reduction of taxes, we must point out the gun in the room, even if one bullet has been taken out. So much political language is designed to obscure the simple reality of state violence that libertarianism sometimes has to sound like a broken record. We must, however, continue to peel back the euphemisms to reveal the socially sanctioned brutality at the root of some of our most embedded social institutions. And just so you know, a euphemism is a phrase that's sort of kind of a candy-coated version of something much more serious.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently involved in a debate with a woman about public schools. Naturally, she came up with reason after reason as to why public schools were beneficial, how wonderful they were for underprivileged children, and how essential they were for social stability, etc., etc. Each of these points, and many more, could have consumed hour upon hour of back and forth and would have required extensive research and complicated philosophical reasoning. But there was really no need for any of that. All I had to do was keep saying, the issue is not whether public schools are good or bad, but rather whether I am allowed to disagree with you without getting shot. Most political debates really are that simple. And that's one of the benefits of being a libertarian and understanding the libertarian philosophy is that we understand that we can boil it down to this level. And we don't have to know all of the facts and the research and the statistics and everything about public schools and why they're so bad. I mean, the facts are that they are so bad. If you want to do the research, the facts are certainly there. But you can, as a libertarian, any issue that comes across your table, you can address it. Because using force on others is wrong.
As far as I'm concerned, they're pubic schools.
That's cute. Most political debates really are that simple. People don't get into violent debates about which restaurant is best because the state doesn't impose one restaurant on everyone and shoot those trying to set up competing restaurants. The truth is, I couldn't care less about this woman's views on education, just as she couldn't care less about my views. But we're forced to debate because we're not allowed to hold opposing views without one of us getting shot. That was the essence of our debate, and as long as it remained unacknowledged, we weren't going to get anywhere.
Just to draw a difference here, it's not that people get shot over it, it's that people are threatened at being shot, and then therefore they don't do it. And the threat of being shot comes after a few steps of disagreeing with the authorities.
That's right.
So the gun's really well hidden, and there's no doubt in your mind that they'll use it, so you wouldn't stand up to them.
In more than 20 years of debating these issues, I've never met a single soul, says Molyneux, who wants to either shoot me himself or have someone else shoot me. I take enormous solace in this fact because it explains exactly why these euphemisms are so essential to the maintenance and the increase of state power. The reasons that euphemisms are constantly used to obscure the gun in the room is the simple fact that people don't like violence very much. Most people will do almost anything to avoid a violent situation. Even the most bloodthirsty supporter of the Iraq invasion would have a hard time justifying the proposition that anybody who opposed the invasion should be shot.
You know why? Because if we don't win that war, they're going to come over here and get us. I just heard that on the radio today, Ian.
Yeah, we've heard it certainly a few times, especially right. On our Saturday shows. And I can probably imagine that maybe one or two of our callers might be able to take the position that people opposing the war should be shot. But I think the vast majority of Americans would no way would they ever deem that that's appropriate. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, imagine all the people you've had political debates with, all the friends and the family members over the years. How many of them would actually advocate that you be shot for your beliefs?
They wouldn't use up that many bullets. They'd use the ovens instead.
Even the most bloodthirsty supporter of the Iraq invasion would have a hard time justifying that because it was to defend such freedoms that Iraq was supposed to have been invaded in the first place. I mean, if you believe what the military supporters say, well, we're over there fighting for your freedoms. Well, my freedom to just say no to paying for this, right? But how can I have the right to oppose the invasion of Iraq if I'm forced to pay through it or to pay for it through taxation? Surely that's a ridiculous contradiction, like arguing that a man has a right to free speech and also that he should be arrested for speaking his mind. If I have the right to oppose the invasion, surely I cannot be forced to fund it. And this is a point we've attempted to make with the military supporters, with the warmongers, over the past several months, and it just doesn't get through to them.
Well, nobody wants to believe it. Well, everybody, it's communal thinking. Taxes have been shoved down our throat
They're
for
so
ingrained,
long, yeah,
that we don't, you know, well, if I get a vote of 51% of the people who voted, then my little plan gets to go through, and you've got to pay for it.
And if you don't, we're going to throw you in jail or shoot you.
You know, and that's
the part they don't say.
That's the part they don't say, and they won't even recognize.
Right. They won't. They refuse to admit that that's actually the case.
Unfortunately, for libertarians like me, that particular argument can really get you in trouble, because at some point, when you still want to have a government, then the anarchists will pull it out on you.
If I have the right to oppose the invasion, I surely can't be forced to fund it. If I'm forced to fund it, then any right that I have to oppose it is purely imaginary. In essence, then, all libertarian arguments come down to one single, simple statement. Put down the gun, then we'll talk. This is the core morality of both libertarianism and civilization. Civilized people, after all, do not shoot each other when they disagree. Decent people do not wave guns in each other's faces and demand submission or blood. Political leaders know this very well, I would say better than many libertarians do, and so constantly obscure the violence of their actions and laws with merely mealy-mouthed and euphemistic weasel words. Soldiers aren't murdered, they fall. Mm-hmm. Iraq wasn't invaded, but liberated. Politicians aren't our political masters, they're civil servants, and so on. Although libertarianism is generally considered a radical doctrine, the primary task of the libertarian is to continually reinforce the basic reality that almost everyone already is a libertarian. Indeed, this is the ultimate goal of what we're trying to do as libertarian communicators, all of us, not just here on Free Talk Live, but you listening as a libertarian individual communicating with others about liberty. You're essentially attempting to help people realize their libertarian tendencies, because it's natural to be a libertarian. And I think it's unnatural, on the other hand, to force others to behave in the way that you want them to.
Certainly uncivilized.
800-259-9231. More about the gun in the room coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call, even in these remaining moments.
Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, then we invite you to be a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we give away all of our features on our website for free, then maybe you should consider ponying up $3 a month, because that's all we're asking for. And it's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, enjoy all the website for free. But if you can, it would make a big difference. Because your $3 a month, we take them in along with everyone else. There's over 300 people in the AMP program so far. That money comes in. We turn it around into promoting the show. It does not go to paychecks. It goes out in the form of industry advertising in the radio business to get more radio affiliates on board. It goes out in the form of Internet advertising to draw more Internet listeners from around the world to the show. And more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And learn about all the bonuses you get, the perquisites, the access to the amplifier-only forum, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and classic archives as well, just for amplifiers, at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Stéphane Molyneux and the gun in the room, pointing out how simple the libertarian philosophy is. Really, it doesn't matter what issue they throw at us. We can respond to it, even if we know nothing about it. As long as it involves government forcing its way on other people, we can oppose it. And it's so simple. But what we're doing as libertarians, as libertarian communicators, is essentially helping people understand that they're already libertarians and just don't know it yet. And that's why we see such an emotional response from some of our listeners who will email in or call in and say, you know, I've always felt this way, but I never knew that there was actually other people that felt this way. Or I've always felt this way, but I never knew there was an organization of people that feel similar to me, and they're so pleased and refreshed. It's like a new life, a new lease on life that they have, finding liberty.
I was going to say, I think there's a slumbering libertarian in most Americans, because we are the descendants of freedom loving rabble rouser mavericks who came over here because we didn't like being told what to do. It's in our genes.
Absolutely.
And a lot of my friends, I send them the flash animation, the Principles of Liberty from mm-hmm. the ISIL.org
We've
website.
We got it linked to from links.freetalklive.com. Awesome flash animation.
Awesome. And it's a good way to turn your friends on to the Principles of Liberty.
Right,
make
because
them remember.
It's so simple.
Yes.
It's so easily presented in, what is it, a 10-minute long, maybe at most, flash animation with real simple symbols, really easy to understand. But if you come away after watching that flash and you don't get it, then there's probably no hope for you. Mark, are you...
You know, surprisingly, I was going to say something almost exactly like Wayne said, but the only difference is that I think that there is the slumbering libertarian in all of us, but I think many of us, unless we really confront the philosophy of force and understand that government is force, government is coercion, and rigorously go after that in every area that government comes into our lives, we don't realize how invasive and how pervasive it is. It's just, there's just so much of it.
Yep.
And I find myself, you know, wanting to solve problems with government. I think that, in some cases, I think that government's the only way to solve certain problems, but still.
That's because you haven't fully accepted your destiny as a true libertarian.
Yeah, sure.
let's continue, though, with Stefan. He's got a few more points. He says, if we simply keep asking people if they're willing to shoot others in order to get their way, we can very quickly convince them that libertarianism is not an abstract, radical, or fringe philosophy, but rather a simple description of the principles by which they already live their lives. If you get fired, do you think that you should hold your manager hostage until he gives you back your job? No? Well, then you already hold a libertarian position on unions, tariffs, and corporate subsidies. If you find your teenage son in your basement smoking marijuana, would you shoot him? No? Well, then you already hold a libertarian position on the drug laws. Should those who oppose war be shot for their beliefs? No? Well, then you already hold a libertarian position with regards to taxation. Like the scientific method, libertarianism's greatest strength is its uncompromising simplicity. The enforcement of property rights leads to an immensely complex economy, but the morality of property rights is very simple. Would you shoot a man in order to steal his property? The same complexity arises from the simple and universal application of the non-aggression principle. It's so easy to get lost in the beguiling complexities and forget to keep enunciating the basic principles. So forget about esoteric details. Forget about the history of the Fed and the economics of the minimum wage. Just keep pointing out the gun in the room over and over until the world finally starts to awake and drops it in horror and loathing. Drops it in meaning dropping its obsession with government, I think. 800-259-9231. I agree. It's important to get it down to brass tacks. It can be fun to argue the details. It really can, because, I mean, we're right. So that can be fun.
It's relatively easy to argue the libertarian standpoint because, you know, it's a principle as opposed to being able to, you have to argue from their point of view. You have to have all the facts in place, and you have to, you know, go through the facts and eliminate the ones that don't look that don't look good for you, and keep the ones that do. And basically, you can just say, you know, you can just argue the principle of force with people when it comes to libertarianism.
Right, which is why I think it's going to be important, especially as we in the free state begin to have more free staters running for office, becoming more visible, essentially. I think it's going to be really important to break it down to the essentials, in that some people are going to try to label us as radicals.
Mm.
Some people are going to try to label us as extreme, because what we want to do really is to completely change the face of how society interacts with one another. We want to go from a system of coercion,
right,
to a system of voluntary, private property-based options. And that seems radical on its face, but really it's not. Really, the issue is going from force to volunteerism. And who could possibly stand on the side of force? Once it's made crystal clear to people, and that's, I think, our challenge as libertarian communicators, is making it clear to them, to the point where they can't deny it anymore, which is what a lot of people do, just deny, when you put the facts in front of them.
Right.
That, you know, oh, what happens if I don't pay my property taxes? Well, they're going to come and arrest me. People will deny it. They'll say, well, no, they won't come and arrest you. They'll come and ask you to leave. You know, they'll put whatever barriers in front of coming to that realization,
right,
that they possibly can. So it's bringing people to that point where they realize that the point of no return, essentially. We want to get people to the point where they have to choose sides, where they totally understand where libertarians are coming from, where they understand that it truly is a choice of coercion, that is, government solutions, versus voluntary solutions, that is, market-based solutions.
Well, you know, the Soviet Union only had really one box to stuff your brain in.
Mm-hmm.
We have two official boxes. You get to pick one or the other, isn't it great?
Right. Oh.
But the problem is that the crowd is being conditioned all the time to pick one form of statism or another.
That's true.
And without even thinking
outside
the box.
The left-right paradigm.
Yes, the left-right paradigm.
That's why we've got to bring in that other option.
Yes, we have to get people questioning everything that they buy into. I'm always trying to do it in my life. I'm always trying to question, okay, why do I believe this? Is this a logical premise, or am I just accepting the collective reality that's been rammed down my throat in the media and so on?
So what we are doing essentially is getting to that point where they understand what we're offering and allowing them to make the choice and choose sides. Will you choose to be an advocate of coercion, or will you choose liberty? That's what it is. It's not left versus right. It's not what they taught you in high school. It's not Republican and Democrat. It's freedom or not. Let's go to the phones to Jeremiah in New York. What is it?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I try to tell people for years about what's going on, and people is they don't want to hear it. I mean, and the main reason why I think they don't want to hear it, it is the media and all that. It controls us all. I have arguments with my girlfriend about the Republicans and Democrats. It's all one party. It's just a plot. And when I talk to people, the main thing that keeps them from learning about this is religion.
Hmm.
You know, I
Why?
Speak to them. Huh?
Why do you think that is?
Because in my opinion, religion was created by, like, you know, people that are just out for control, basically evil people. They created Judaism, Islam, and Christianity from older religions. Just like you say, people don't know the facts about the laws. People don't know the facts about religion either. Nobody looks...
While I might, as an atheist, I might agree with you in that religion was created to control others, I don't think it has to be an issue in giving people the choice between coercion and voluntary options. In fact, if you're talking to a religious person, it's actually fairly easy to utilize their religious principles to show them that choice,
Yeah, they do that, but religion is manipulated for years. Everybody on TV, anybody making money, which is basically everybody in religion.
I could again agree with you there with the TV and evangelicals and all those guys. I mean, they're certainly scam artists, and there's certainly plenty of problems with organized religion. But I do not have a dog in that fight, and thank you for the call. I don't care. There's some people that believe that religion is going to be the end of the world, and that they want to proselytize to get people out of religion. I don't care. If you want to have a religion, please have your religion. Just don't force it on me. That's all. Simple. Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Be free, everybody. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.